The Ketchikan Gateway Borough anticipates that the federal government will discontinue its Secure Rural Schools funding program, which provides federal funds to small communities next to national forest land. The program was to expire last year, but Congress extended payments through 2012. The biggest borough expense is education, and the school district has been told to expect a cut to local school funding of about $600,000. That would bring the borough contribution down to $7.7 million. The district's total budget for this year was about $36 million, with about $8.3 million in local funds. Superintendent Robert Boyle told the school board that a $600,000 hit would lead to significant program cuts. Some of those would be elementary music, middle school art, high school foreign language or vocational classes, and building maintenance.
7.7 is disconcerting, and it looks like it could be very troublesome for us.
Board members express concern and say they hope to rally community support for a larger local contribution. Colleen Scanlon says she wants to call parents and encourage them to speak to the Borough Assembly.
The Borough Assembly is elected to do their job, but I feel like they have been micromanaging this board and questioning our decisions for far too long. And there's a time for a change, and I don't know how to do it, but I'm willing to do whatever I got to do to get that message across so that we get the funding that we need to give these kids the best possible opportunities to set them up for success when they leave our schools.
Board member Dave Timmerman stepped down to speak from the lectern as a citizen rather than as an elected board member. He says he wrote a letter about school funding that was published on the online site CitNews. Timmerman says he received some advice in a response from one assembly member. That member told him they needed different supporters showing up at assembly meetings, not just teachers and parents.
I would encourage all board members and anybody else listening to this right now to pound the pavement and get anybody in industry, large tax-paying people, like, who knows, people who own big businesses and have big taxes with the government. Those are the people that certain members of the assembly are going to need to hear from before they're going to budge off their numbers stance.
Board member Misty Archbold says she believes the proposed cut is an attempt by the assembly to send a message to the state. For the past 5 years, the borough has challenged what it calls state underfunding of basic needs for schools. The borough contends that the state funding formula is unfair, especially toward organized boroughs, and violates the state constitution. In late January, the assembly unanimously approved a resolution to continue its challenge of state education funding. Archbold says that cutting local funding as a political statement would be a mistake.
I'm appalled. I really am. I'm upset as a parent. I'm livid as a board member. Our children are the ones who are going to suffer, and our community in the future will be the ones who suffer. This is going to have an impact for years to come, and it shouldn't happen.
In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.